The constant barrage of the 24-hour news cycle has long since taken its toll on the American psyche. If you're brave enough to watch the nightly news, you're likely in for your daily dose of all of the horrible things that are happening around the world. Absorbing the news might send one into despair about the state of the world, or worse, it might make us all a bit callous to the presence of suffering around us. About a year ago, several national newspapers started to include a new section in the Sunday paper, a section completely devoted to the good news. The New York Times launched such a section they called The Week in Good News. You may have seen this. Complete with a tagline that said, "The Week in Good News, get your happiness boost here." Shortly after its launch, the Times quickly realized that the good news section was receiving nearly 100% click-through rate, meaning almost everyone who went to the Times website was reading the good news. The good news had found an audience. Now, this section was nearly always encouraging, full of stories reporting instances of people helping one another, stories of heroic pets, unlikely stories of people overcoming adversity or finding success. This good news phenomenon does seem to have captured a moment where contemporary society, once again, seems to be collectively acknowledging that the world is a broken place, and that acts of evil and the presence of suffering are too common, and that people are ready or maybe longing for a different narrative. There is a human desire to hear stories about goodness overcoming evil, about long-lost families being reunited, about suffering being alleviated. This is one of the age-old paradoxes of the human experience. Our lives are full of both good news and bad news. It's unavoidable. No one in the history of humanity has been spared from suffering or from death itself. No one has escaped the pain of losing a loved one. No one has escaped failure or disappointment. No one has escaped moments of loneliness or despair. We all share in the difficulties of life and the brokenness of the world around us. This morning, our lectionary readings give us three historic snapshots of God's people contemplating hope and redemption in the face of suffering. The first, the prophet Jeremiah writes to the Jewish people living in exile in Babylon. Jerusalem had been at war with the kings of Babylon, and King Nebuchadnezzar successfully invaded and destroyed much of Jerusalem. His armies drove the Jewish people from their homes and took them to exile in Babylon. God's people were captives in a foreign country, living under the rule of an unjust king who had just invaded and occupied their homeland. But Jeremiah doesn't write to tell them to despair or to be bitter or to seek revenge. He writes, "Seek the welfare of that city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on his behalf, for in its welfare you will find your own welfare." A word from God. When things are tough, don't stop being my people. Don't stop following the great commandments to love and forgive. Continue on. Even in the face of trials and difficulty, build homes, plant gardens, have families, love one another, be my people, and hope for that day when Jerusalem will be restored, when all our dispersed families and friends will once again be reunited, when all things will be made new. But don't wait idly. Don't be bitter. Continue on in hope and love. Next, in our epistle reading, we find St. Paul writing to his protege, Timothy. Paul is very likely in prison in Rome. This is thought to be the last possible piece of writing that Paul could have authored before his death. It almost reads as a last will and testament. Paul wrote, "Always remember Jesus, who was raised from the dead, a descendant of David, a follower of God's commandments. That is my gospel, for which I suffer hardship, even to the point of being chained like a criminal." Paul is letting Timothy know, following Jesus might get hard. You might even get treated like a criminal, but don't lose hope. When things get difficult, remember that Jesus came into this world to bring love to the unloved, and hope to the hopeless. Don't be surprised if things get difficult. Don't despair. Keep the faith. Hope for a better world, a world with more love and more forgiveness. And finally, our third snapshot in the Gospel of Luke, we find Jesus traveling to Jerusalem by way of Samaria and Galilee. Along the way, Jesus is stopped by 10 lepers who beg for his mercy. Now, the lepers of that day were thought to be contagious and unclean. It was unsafe or just unsavory to be near a leper, even a family member. So lepers were also exiled, sent off from their homes to live together, alone in their suffering and their pain. Part of the tragedy of this story is that modern medicine would learn that leprosy wasn't deadly, or even really acutely contagious. These 10 people likely could have lived relatively normal lives with their families and friends and not posed a serious risk to anyone else's health or well-being. But lepers of that day were not that fortunate. They were a threat, and they were treated as being less than human. Now, we can relate in parts to their plight. The suffering found in shame, loneliness, mortality are common to us all, to every human being. But in the case of the lepers, these sufferings are exposed barely and plainly for us. Their wounds, both physical and emotional, are visible for all to see. This makes the next part of the story even more miraculous. Jesus sends the lepers off to see the priests, and the lepers are all made clean. They're healed. Once again, they're just ordinary people, people who were trying to regain their rights and privileges of just being human. The lepers are likely able to return to their communities and their homes, to their families and friends. In the aftermath of this healing, only one of the men, the Samaritan, the outsider, comes back to offer thanks and gratefulness to Jesus. The Samaritan man was still living in a broken and fallen world, but he had experienced a moment of healing and redemption, and he had become part of God's family. Through his gratitude, Jesus recognizes that he's not only been healed in body, but also in spirit. He's been sent off as a new messenger of God's love. When we suffer the difficulties of life, when we are stigmatized or outcasted, we tend to retreat. We might exile ourselves. We don't want to be seen in our pain or to be reminded of the sources of our suffering or shame. Suffering is not an issue that Holy Scripture shies away from. The Bible is full of stories recalling the experiences of those who suffer, and also stories of people who were strangely attracted to Jesus. At first, maybe due to a miracle or a wise word, but eventually because they see something compelling about the way that Jesus lives his life. Jesus offers a compelling alternative to the despair and hopelessness that we find so easily in the world around us. In Jesus' own story, in God's story, we find these same two elements: suffering, as Jesus experienced in his own betrayal and death, and then healing and restoration that we see in the resurrection and the new life that Jesus brings to those who know him. Now, the good news section of the New York Times was actually shuttered earlier this year. There was no official reason given by the Times, but some commentators suggested it was just too popular. It was driving too much traffic away from the rest of the paper. And without any real explanation, they just stopped it. And, you know, it's not difficult to understand why, in the midst of suffering and despair that we find in the world around us, that we all might want to read a report that focuses on the good news, on those things that might bring encouragement and hope. One common theme that we find throughout the Bible, the stories of God's people, and Jeremiah, and St. Paul, and Luke, is that life here on earth can be difficult and challenging. But that's not the only theme. Holy Scripture also reminds us that God is always with us to bring us forgiveness and healing and hope and love, even in illness and suffering, or when we're being excluded or mistreated or shamed. Even in the midst of the challenges of life, God calls us to persevere together with one another, to carry on, to continue to be the messengers of God's hope and love in this world. Amen.